Hey, GWA Backstage, this is obviously John. You guys know me, hopefully. But I'm here with a certain special person. You want to introduce yourself? I don't even...
I'm Biting Lips.
God, you have too many alts with just random names. Anyways, today we're going to do the... what is it even called? I accidentally refreshed page.
The couples questionnaire.
Yeah, GWA Backstage couples questionnaire. It was posted nearly a year ago, but it's the only one I could find.
2 years ago.
Oh, wow, 2 years ago. Wow. Okay, that's a lot more than I thought. It's the only one that I could find on Backstage, though. Audio quality is going to be kind of bad. We're in a hotel.
And it's like right near the airport, and it's near a busy street, and it's loud.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys are gonna hear stuff. Without further ado, I guess let's just get started. So the first question, tell us the story. How you met, when you knew your partner was the one, how you told each other you loved each other, and then this doesn't, of course, go to us, but how you proposed, anything like that.
Well, he had posted an audio that I liked, and I messaged him, and it just kind of went from there. We found that we got along pretty well.
Yeah, I posted
a relaxation audio.
Yeah, it wasn't even naughty, really.
I get insomnia sometimes, and like one of his audios like helped me fall asleep. And I like asked him if he was going to continue posting them.
I don't think I ever did.
He posted like one or two more.
I think I made you one. I don't think I ever posted it.
No, you did post. Oh, I don't know.
I sent you a private one. I know I did that.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, by the way, the audio, on top of it sounding weird, it is kind of early in the morning, so we might sound weird.
Well, my meds have at least kicked in. I think. I took them a bit ago. That shouldn't have been an hour ago.
How you told each other you love each other. I don't even remember.
It was just kind of, we went back and forth.
Yeah.
I think he knew before I did. I have, like, just... I've had bad long-distance relationships, and so it's, like, hard for me to really say, like, I love someone until, like, I wanted to meet him before I was willing to say it, but I just, as I got to know him more and more, I felt love for him.
Was that yours or mine?
That was mine.
Oh, okay, good. Both of our phones are on. Obviously, we're reading the questionnaire off hers, and we're recording on my phone. So you're going to hear it buzzing, probably. Especially mine, because I'm traveling in, like, 12 hours.
What was the first thing you noticed? First thing I noticed about John was he's, like, way taller than I am.
First thing I noticed about you was actually your hair, I think.
So I just had got it done, and wasn't like fire highlights, but like I got my hair done with like red, orange, yellow, and like it was, I like got it done like 2 weeks before I met him, so it was still like really bright. I still have it, but it's kind of dulled down a little bit. I'm probably gonna
get... It's still awesome.
I'm probably going to get it redone, though.
You'll have to send me pictures. Next question. What is something sweet, romantic, memorable that your partner has done for you?
I drove twice to see you. I'm gonna be driving about collectively 24 hours. I'm just pulling shit out of my ass.
I want to make the joke, but I'm not going to.
Dork.
Nerd.
Oh.
Honestly, what was the question? What?
Something sweet, romantic, memorable. I mean, most of the stuff we've done is just like, I mean, just
staying up to like 2 a.m. talking.
Yeah, we're like playing video games together. Playing WoW together.
Playing StarCraft together.
Yeah. Just stuff like that.
I'm going to say that's mine then.
Do you have a romantic routine? Notes in briefcases, flowers every month, a kiss and a hug at the door after work, etc. Well, one thing I know that you do is, like, you send me messages, like, in the morning.
Hangouts.
Yeah. So when I get to work, I have a message from him that says, like, have a good day at work. And it always makes me feel good. But, like, there was, like, a couple of days that, like, I had to get up earlier than him for work. So I was just sending him messages, like, have a good day at class.
Dork.
Nerd.
This is gonna be a fun one. I don't know how much do we want to actually answer?
Does BDSM kink lifestyle factor in your relationship? Yes.
Well,
I wouldn't say 24/7, but at least bedroom.
Do we need to actually go into the kinks?
I don't think we have to. It doesn't, it just says it's just a factor into
your... Do you want to, though? At least some of the...
I guess. We didn't get to use it, but I bought a strap-on.
We used it a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, we did. He sucked on it.
Like a good boy.
I bought him a collar.
Which you used to, very effectiveness.
Pulled you around.
Found out well, it's not really kinky, but I found out I have magical fingers. We did do a couple other things, but I don't know if we want to share that stuff exactly.
We can save it for another time.
I was about to yell it out. I was going to yell it out right as you said that.
It work.
I fucked her ass.
Dork.
We'll just leave it at that.
So who initiates sex most often?
Probably you, just because I don't want to, like... I don't want to, like, force anything.
We haven't had enough encounters to really say, like, who.
I think we could include just, like, our talking, like, online.
That's
back
true.
Back and forth. Because you initiate that crap a lot more than I do. Because I'm all innocent here.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm the innocent one sitting here and you're like, hey, take off your fucking pants.
Bullshit.
I'm like... Please, miss, I'm trying to do my homework.
Bullshit. It was the one teasing me at work.
I don't tease you at work. Oh, wait, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Oops.
Torque.
Torque? Did you just call me Torque?
I said Dork.
Oh, they said Torque. You realize, like, no one's gonna listen to this audio, right? The people are, and they're gonna be like, this is god-awful. Or everyone's gonna listen to it for some reason, because apparently people on backstage like to listen to couple stuff.
Yeah.
Especially if they met on GWA.
Who's kinkier? I almost want to say it's kind of a...
draw.
Yeah. We're both pretty far out there.
Far out, man.
Do we watch porn together? Not yet.
No, if we've wanted to, but we haven't.
Yeah. Eventually. I guess that'd be like a bucket list item.
Shit, we can fill that bucket list in about 10 minutes.
True. Favorite positions together.
Depends on what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think really have a favorite position.
I mean, I would only say what we've only done, like, 3 positions. 4?
Just whatever.
Yeah, just, like, whatever. I don't really care.
Yeah. Just whatever I feel like.
I'm having sex. I don't care what position.
What do you think is your partner's favorite body part on you?
My ass.
Your ass and your legs.
Legs of a god, goddammit.
You have nice legs, and I also like how tall you are. I don't... It's like, the question's like, don't confirm or deny. See, next question, what is your favorite body part on your partner?
No.
So, I mean, it's... the question's kind of weird. Like, we're supposed to guess, but...
Oh.
We kind of, like, mess it. What's your favorite part on me?
I mean... Probably your ass. Depends on the situation.
It is quite large.
Especially when it's when my handprints are on it. Like they were yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Where is your favorite place to touch your partner? Well, lately it's like kissing, so our lips to lips. I don't know. I like grabbing his cock sometimes.
I have magical fingers. I had magical fingers till, like, I was fucking getting arm cramps. I was like, oh my god, this is freaking worse than working out.
How often do you have sex?
Well, when we're actually together.
It's kind of like a balance between... There's a balance between having sex and then just cuddling. I don't know.
I guess, yeah.
How adventurous does your sex get? Do you have a sex routine or do you mix it up a lot?
We mix it up.
Yeah.
We are very adventurous. I wanted to post... So, we planned way too much stuff to do. We were going to record at least 2 to 3 GWA audios that involved the strap-on, probably. And we never ended up getting to it because either we were going places... We were doing something else.
Just spending time together.
Yeah, or the room right next door had people in it that were, like, standing outside, so we couldn't record.
That were, like... Yeah. I had, like, the first night I was here, there was someone that was just talking, like, every, like, 20 minutes, just, like, really loud. And, like, that night I didn't... ticklish right there. I, like, the first night I, like, got, like, barely any sleep because they were, like, just random times of the night I just hear talking.
What do y'all wear to bed together?
Well,
I mean, right now, we're both wearing...
I'm wearing jeans.
I'm wearing sweatpants.
I mean, normally I wear sweatpants, but I can't wear my sweatpants right now. Well, and I'm going to be leaving pretty soon, so I need to have jeans on.
And I know the reason that she can't wear the sweatpants, and I'm not going to... We're not going to say it.
It's kind of gross.
We'll just leave it at they're splattered with my cum.
What do you think your partner looks sexiest wearing? I know what you think.
Well...
But you haven't gotten...
You've... So...
I could always... I can unpack them.
If you do, I'm gonna do something that... It's not gonna be a GWA backstage audio. Don't you dare unpack them.
I would... Not right now. To answer the question, I know what it is. He likes seeing me in fishnets.
Me? Probably sweatpants. Tight sweatpants.
Yes.
I should have worn a tighter pair today.
Do toys feature regularly in your play together? Yes.
Yes.
What's your most embarrassing, awkward, funny sex moment together?
It was probably yesterday.
Yeah.
Which time was the awkward one?
I'd probably say when you're, like, trying to...
Yeah.
Stick yourself in my ass.
Yeah. We used way too much lube. And,
I'm of the opinion there's never too much lube.
I put too much.
But the kind of lube we were using silicone lube, and it's like really, really slippery.
Every time I try to put it in, it would shoot upward, and like slide up her like ass instead of actually going in. I was like, oh my god, this is impossible. And I think I would get in. It's still recording. I would think I'd get in, and I'd push a little, and then it'd just go back up. I'm like, god dang it. And that probably took 10 minutes to actually get in and actually get going.
Yeah.
But then it was good from there.
If applicable, what is your routine during her period? Do you ride the crimson wave?
We haven't ran into that yet, but yes.
And, I mean, I have no opinion of it.
Bang 10, bro. Gnarly wave.
You haven't gotten your red wings yet.
Yeah, I will one day.
How would you describe what your partner smells? I don't know. I spray him with cologne randomly. So, that.
I don't know. Let me smell her. I don't know, like... It's almost like a raspberry type thing. Not really a raspberry type thing, but... I'm actually smelling her. That's why she's laughing.
You're probably smelling, like, my laundry detergent.
I probably am.
You want to smell my arm?
I have no idea. She smells like strawberries, I guess. Strawberries and sex.
How would you describe what your partner's cum or juices taste like? Okay, maybe I'm... comment says, okay, maybe I'm a little weird.
I don't know how to describe how you taste. Is it juices or just how you taste?
Juices or... Well...
I'm gonna well, I don't know how to describe how you taste. It's like a, not bitter, it's like,
oh god, I hope I don't
know. No, it's not bitter. You know the, like, that, like, initial feeling you get when you drink, like, a soda or something?
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, that's, like, kind of tingly, where it's like, whoa.
It's, like, almost overwhelming a little bit. Yeah.
The best thing I could think of is, if you ever drink, like, canned or bottled lemonade, it's that first hit of, like, the super sour lemon. But not sour, of course.
Just very sweet. Maybe.
There's a reason I was on my legs for, like, 45 minutes yesterday. Or on my knees.
You liked it?
I'm not saying no.
Dork.
Nerd.
I don't know. The only time I've ever really had his cum in my mouth is like I swallowed too fast to really know what the taste was.
I mean, I've tasted my own. I mean, it's just watery.
I guess. It tastes like cum.
Cum tastes like cum. Holy shit.
Do you watch each other masturbate? I've watched you.
And I've watched you do it.
Yeah. So, yeah. You shower together. Oh.
Since we're long distance, we watch each other.
Yeah.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Do you shower together? Yes.
Yes.
Would you ever film yourselves having sex? If you did, what was it like watching it?
We haven't yet.
Yet. And if we ever do, it probably would, like, be very
unidentifiable.
Yeah. Just because, like, we're paranoid. Well, I don't know how paranoid he is, but I'm paranoid.
You think you're more paranoid than me?
Maybe. I have way more alt accounts than you do.
I have alt accounts you don't even know about.
Fair enough.
For all you know, I'm a woman.
Oh, God. I know.
I know. we filming ourselves, we have something that we want to eventually do, but that's way too far out to even talk about.
It'll probably be like if it happens, it would be like later this year or next year.
Holy shit.
What? I don't know.
Wait, what are you talking about?
If we ever filmed ourselves.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, like...
Oh. I was thinking, like, 3 or 4 years out.
Oh.
I thought that's what you had said, like, a week ago when we talked about this.
No, I was talking about the other idea.
Oh. The other idea that... Okay, yeah. The other idea that's, like, 4 years out, probably.
Yeah, the one that,
it involves us making money. Sugar. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Funny story. So, we went on a date Wednesday. And, the guy we were buying tickets from, we went to a zoo. All I had was ones in my wallet.
And so he's like, are you a stripper?
So I keep on singing Pour Some Sugar on Me whenever we're alone. And I start, like, dancing. Pour some sugar on me.
See, that's a bunch of stripper ones.
Stripper John. I may or may not have just been dancing on her. Is that all?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think that's it, guys. I have no idea when I'm going to upload this. I don't even know if I can upload to Soundgasm from my phone.
You probably can.
I bet I can. I just don't know if we'll have the Wi-Fi. I'm going on vacation for like a week. Today is the 10th.
March 10th.
So, let me grab my phone. You guys are going to hear it. God, we recorded for 25 minutes.
I figured it would be a while.
Yeah. So I think that's it, lads. And ladies. And, you know, like the four people that actually are going to listen through all this. I think that's it. I'm going to go fuck her. Or not.
Maybe.
I know you're kings. You don't care if there's a maybe. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace out. You know, say bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.